And it looks like every time some kind of leader emerges that could potentially unite and lead, there is always this jealousy and accusation, either of the man being a Fed or a Jew. And I guess we've
Yeah.
seen that here as well. Why do you think this is? Where does this stem for? Is it like the very individualistic culture in
Yes.
America, or what is
Oh, there's
it?
a couple of things. First rule is that anyone making accusations that you're a Fed or a Jew or non-white or whatever is always a Fed or a Jew or a non-white themselves. That's the first rule in America. Like, for example, we've seen all the bad actors always calling Michael Pavlovich a Jew, even though you can look up his surname and it's from Serbia. You can look it up online. It's not a Jewish name. These people know this, lie. Some of it is jealousy. Other parts of that are the fact that the people, there's people that sit around who are infiltrators and enemy operatives that simply sit on the computer doing this all day. I don't
Yeah,
know if you guys saw my
it's
article.
quite obvious that there are bad actors involved there because they push it like insane and try to get other nationalists to agree and amplify.
Oh, and the best thing to do when you see that kind of stuff isn't even to argue with them.
No,
Ignore them.
ban them.
Ignore them and ban them. I'll tell you something that I released an article on my page that I did a lot of research on. First of all, let's just use common sense here. If you have someone who claims to be someone that shares your goals, that spends more time attacking other people that share their goals rather than the mutual enemy, that's already a red flag that you're dealing with either an enemy operative of some kind or a mentally ill person that you should just ignore. Second thing is that I have proven decisively through court documents that I've obtained, witnesses, and so on, that the FBI is one of the most aggressive intelligence agencies doing this stuff. It's the FBI and the Mossad. So recently I uncovered that a group, you've all seen like the Skull Mask guys and the Siege guys and all that. Well, those groups were being led by a longtime federal informant, possibly operative, named Josh Souter. And I know this because I spoke to a source familiar with the defense of a man named Caleb Cole, who was an Atom Waffen guy. The source told me, he's going to take his case to trial, told me that in the state's evidence against him, Souter's recordings are being used. He is a central plank conspiracy against him. I've also spoken to other people from going all the way back to 2005 that were put in prison. They were set up by this man.
What was his name? His surname?
Which one?
Josh.
Souter, Souter. You can
Okay.
actually find the article. It's on the front page of national-justice.com.
Okay.
And this guy runs a satanic group that is all about like pedophilia, Satanism. They like Siege. They promote Siege, but they more so not everyone that loves Siege is a Fed, but people that they attract are. And
Yeah.
so this guy was able to take control of Atom Waffen and encourage them to do depraved things. One guy in the United Kingdom who was an affiliate of Atom Waffen, convicted of raping a 13-year-old girl. Another guy, and the people that were in Atom Waffen told me, said that the depraved, sick stuff started talking about criminal activity, the terrorist activity, only started when this man took over the group and started promoting his materials, a group called Temple of Blood. And this man is, again, a longtime federal informant, very least. It is believed that I actually found a lawsuit from 2016 accusing him of not just being a federal informant, but actually being an FBI operative that is running all kinds of influence and psychological operations on white nationalists, on even conservatives, and even a group of North Korean supporters. He's actually accused of trying to murder one of them. on the payroll of the FBI. And so the point I'm getting at here is that that's an extreme case of this. But I have the documents from the FBI that were leaked about a year ago that show that they were written in November and they were leaked 2020 that show that the FBI is using these kinds of sick ideas, trying to associate nationalists with pedophiles and mass murder and serial killers and Satanism as a tactic to radicalize people, to make people morally repulsed by nationalist ideas. They are actively doing this.
Yeah.
Whole garbage where they attack you as a Jew and they spread rumors about you, about being a homosexual, about being a drug addict. It's all part of the playbook. The FBI has been doing this for almost a century now. So it's nothing new, and it's simply intensified because they're more worried that we're growing. That's why they're doing it more and more.